We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
Oh, I'm doing it. Hi, everybody. I'm not Bill Spady. I'm Jay Black filling in for Bill Spady.
Smooth.
That was good, I thought. I'm used to that from Monday when I filled in for Bill. So start tweeting that you hate me right now just to get things started. I'm joined by Jessica Nutt, the other co-host of Speaking Millennial. Hello, Jessica. And we have two special guest hosts slash judges. We have Adam Geller in a Hawaiian shirt.
Good morning.
And Vinnie Brand in a Hawaiian t-shirt. And I only say that because you could wear that in Hawaii.
It's a stress factor t-shirt.
I know, but if you were in Hawaii, you would wear that t-shirt as well. So you could count it as a Hawaiian t-shirt.
Okay, I wear stress factory shirts at church. I wear them in the...
And by the way, I wear Hawaiian shirts in the stress factory. Haven't I done that?
Yeah, have done that.
And so that's why there's a ban on both Adam Geller and Hawaiian shirts at the stress factory. All right, so we are doing Mac and Cheese Day. Bill is in the other studio doing his radio show. And we are joined by our first contestant. It's Alora Nanos.
Nanos.
Okay, good. Alora, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
For this delicious mac and cheese. You know what?
Does everyone have their judging seats? The little judging papers?
Yeah, the judging. Now, this is we're judging out of 24,000, correct?
Yes.
It's a scale of 0 to 24,000.
Yes.
All right. 1 to 10.
We did never establish that.
I think it's 1 to 10.
Okay.
Right? No zeros here. But Alora, do you want to tell us a little something about this?
Sure. So I ran a test kitchen in my house for the past couple of weeks doing all different recipes.
Wow.
And this was the recipe that seemed to please the most people. What we have in here is caramelized cheddar. We have three different kinds of cheddar. One of them has caramelized onions baked in the cheddar. It has some shallots. It has some dark beer inside it. But I think here my kind of signature move
and
is
it's
the
crunchy.
Technique. It's a little bit crunchy. Got some panko on top. Signature move is that you cook the pasta in the cheese.
Oh,
instead of cooking it and then mixing it, you cook the pasta in the cheese so that the cheese gets inside and infuses. I like things that are infused.
Infused, yeah.
I'm a big infuser.
I just like saying infused.
If I might ask, what do you do for employment? Are you a chef, cook? What do you do?
I am not. I'm a lawyer.
You're an attorney.
I'm an attorney.
Automatically, I'm giving her 2 points off.
You got to take that off.
2 points off for the attorney status. What type of law do you practice?
The kind where I go on TV and talk about it. I'm a columnist with Law and Crime, and I'm a frequent media contributor. So
what you're saying is there's a good chance Trump's going to make you Attorney General any day now. You are in line for AG.
I am way overqualified to be in the Trump cabinet. Let's just say that.
You just lost a couple of points.
Oh. And that's why Matt Rooney's here, right? He's not here because he's in court today?
I think Matt Rooney is way ahead of me on the line.
Yeah, well, Matt Rooney was going to be our other guest judge, but he is currently arguing in front of the Supreme Court.
Oh, I'm judging wrong. We have to do numbers.
What are you writing?
That's the way
you're
writing
numbers.
I did it differently. I did a 0 to 10 scale. At the end, though, I didn't 0 to 10 everything. I gave.
No, there's different marks for different characteristics. Like my presentation.
Hey, can we add a column for attitude? Because I'll tell you right now.
I judge
the way I want to judge.
I was told that there's going to be points for presentation.
Whoa.
And I think there. Listen, I have Crocs. You can't beat a Croc.
Yeah,
you can't. It looks like a crock you stole from the old Cracker Barrel. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So, do we tell her what we
do? No, not till the end.
We don't tell her our thoughts at all.
When they're in here, we're just complimentary.
We compliment them now, Vinny.
And then
we judge. You know, we actually fill out our sheet when the contestant leaves, and each of the we have texture, taste, presentation, and total. Everything is on a 1 to 10 scale.
Oh, I wrote all of Allura's in the Eric Scott column, right, so I'm going to have to put arrows here up and down.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
Yeah, well, because Eric was first on the list.
We can't talk amongst ourselves. Don't you find that
now
last
that she's
one?
Gone, just... we can talk about her.
Yeah.
We can talk about her now, right?
Yeah.
It was too salty. It's too salty. It looks a little bit like pink eye at a ball. It's all crunchy and nasty looking.
To me, there was a little bit of a heaviness there. There was a little bit of a oily. It was very good. The taste was good, but I thought it was a little too buttery.
I find myself saying about this mac and cheese, I would not consume this because I'm being tricked by all the unnecessary elements in this mac and cheese.
Well, I mean,
that's just me.
That's a very womanly thing to do.
Oh my God.
Eric Scott's here.
Jesus Christ.
Eric Scott.
All right, I'm sorry.
Winner of Meatloaf Day coming in with his. It looks beautiful, Eric.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you. I've got a leftover spoon. It's fine. Oh.
That is the voice of authority, everybody. Eric Scott.
What? This looks beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Eric, is this your bourbon mac and cheese? Good is Lord. That what this is?
Yes, this is bourbon mac and cheese. This is not my recipe. This is Amanda from Glassboro sent this recipe in. It had three things in it that I really liked. One was obviously the bourbon.
Bourbon's always good.
Bacon, which I did not include because it's Friday.
There is
bacon out there if you'd like to add some to it to get the full flavor.
You had me at bacon.
And the third thing was smoked paprika, and that's really what pulls this all together. Smoked paprika. If you haven't put that in your spice cabinet buy it. It has a smoky sweetness and a little slow heat to it. I really liked putting this recipe together. The cheese that we use, it was a white cheddar. She said use a good one. I picked a white Vermont cheddar.
Nice.
A raw milk cheese, hard to find, a little bit more expensive, but it adds to the creaminess and the texture of this with some toasted breadcrumbs. And, you know, I think she put together a great recipe.
It is a great recipe, and you can't get whiter than Vermont. So when you're talking white cheese.
Now we can't talk in front of the contestant yet, right?
No. Not until we go into the room.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much.
I mean, this is my favorite thing ever. Just having everyone prepare you mac and cheese and bring it in one at a time.
That's going to be very hard to beat.
But you know what?
Like, so to me, this is phenomenal, but it was so much lighter. I thought the first one was heavier and oilier. This is like I can put away mac and cheese.
Oh sure,
but you can. Yeah, but you you can eat this. I mean,
no, I'm saying this is really edible. Well, I would say
I'm really digging that.
The sharpness of the cheese. I think that if I'm not a huge cheese guy, so that's the only drawback for me is like the cheese is kind of slapping me in the face.
Now I hope someone brings us like some Velveeta mac and cheese. Because,
old fashioned grody.
Yeah,
this is what I'm gonna say. When I'm going out for something, this is my rule on eating something like mac and cheese.
Right.
If I'm gonna have mac and cheese, it has to be something that I can't whip up in my cabinet at home, right?
Oh, okay.
So when I'm eating this, I'm going, okay, I could definitely taste the bourbon. I'm not a bourbon guy. I could definitely taste it. I like that cheese being a cheese that isn't pedestrian.
Right.
This is going to be a tough mac and cheese to beat. And I'm the one who thought that the meatloaf composition was fixed.
Why?
Unbelievable. And the presentation, come on. Come on.
Wait,
it's a 10.
Do you like this kind of noodle too, the shell noodle?
The
shell noodles.
As someone who lives inside of a shell, I'm a big fan of the shell noodle.
This is very good.
You know,
texture of this is the right moisture too. It's not runny,
right?
But the texture has a perfect.
It's not runny and it's not coagulated.
Yes,
it's not overly coagulated.
It's a perfect texture. Eric Scott can cook.
He's a good cook.
I should have married him.
You know what? I think you two would have made a great couple.
I think
couple.
You still can. Well, maybe not.
Huh?
I don't think he's married. So
I mean,
is
why
he married?
Not?
So you can still marry him if you want.
No, I'm pretty much with that book.
You know what?
Pretty committed there.
If that were a sitcom, I would watch Eric and Vinny married together. Just make that a reality show immediately.
I can tell you this. I'm all over that. All right, here we go.
Patrick Lavery.
That's what she said.
All right,
here we go. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice.
All right.
Vinny.
All right.
As a child of divorce, I just want to say this. If anybody here made mac and cheese with the tears of a mother crying about a father who left, I think that, that just like thank mom you. Used to make, I think that would be delicious.
If anybody's looking for me, I'll be jumping out the window.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
Right. I know.
Now, what is this? This is this like an apple thing? What is this coagulated kind of thing up there?
That actually is brie cheese. Oh, brie melts nicely, but it gets kind of oily. So the more that it sits. So.
I thought it was like an apple top. I was excited, but you know, I mean, brie's good
you
too.
Would, you would think that would be. I think apple pie and cheddar cheese is a great combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that would actually work.
Only if you're smoking pot. I don't believe people are combining that.
Are there people in this room not smoking pot this morning?
I don't.
Is there a memo I missed?
I've never smoked pot.
Yeah, I've smoked it 3 times. I hate it all 3 times. Yeah, it was terrible. I get super paranoid, and I hate it. It's terrible.
I never even tried it.
I have no comment other than if it really nice sativa indica blend.
Oh
just
yeah,
put me right.
Hey, somebody just got back from Colorado.
All right. Did you inhale,
Patrick? Yeah. Why don't you tell us about your mac and cheese?
I never exhaled.
We need a. I'm sorry.
A fifth microphone. What is it, Vinny?
Okay.
Wait, Vinny, what's going on? Vinny is thinking hard.
We need a palate cleanser in between the mac and cheeses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
Water or something.
Is that because you're watching me sip my water? Well, are you getting jealous?
Vinny happened to be right. That's why I brought,
the beer.
The beer and the wine. I mean, now, obviously, okay, you guys don't drink.
It's also not even 9 o'clock in the morning. So how about we just palate cleaned up with
you
a
know
water?
What? I
scotch.
I never travel anywhere without a bin of sorbet in my trunk. So I could go out and grab, I have like 4 pounds of sorbet. Do you guys want some?
Vinny, are you saying you want to sip in my water bottle? Can't hear me.
Whose recipe is this?
Okay. Who is you? This is a recipe that I got from a cookbook that is all mac and cheese. The only thing in this cookbook is mac and cheese recipes. There's about 50 of them.
Is this the Mac and Me official film right. cookbook from the 1986 right. movie Mac and Me?
Mac and Me.
Patrick, I get some cinnamon in here.
There is a little bit of nutmeg, which was the secret ingredient in my eggnog, so I figured I'd carry it over to... It's a real traditional bechamel sauce component.
Yeah.
I will tell you what's in here. It's inspired by wine country in Sonoma County, California, right. So I think it would pair nice with a wine. It has, we'll start from top down, it is topped with brie cheese and sourdough breadcrumbs mixed with a little bit of a finely grated sheep's milk cheese, very kind of similar to a Parmesan. The sauce is goat cheese and a cheese out of California that's kind of similar to a Monterey Jack. It's called a Point Reyes Toma. That's the main cheese that's in it. And then the goat is the accent. Nutmeg, cayenne pepper, milk, heavy cream, a little bit of rosemary. You may detect it, a little chopped rosemary in there, and a small amount, just to balance things out, of honey.
Ooh.
Mm.
And but just to be clear, no crying mother tears. None of those.
No crying mother tears.
See, that's why I'm not tasting the one. My mom used to make a very particular type, and I'm not tasting it.
And Jay, to be clear, when Patrick is talking about chopped rosemary, he's not talking about... a person. It's a spice.
You're not talking about Sharon Tate too soon? Is that too soon? Thank you, everybody.
I think it may be too late.
By the way, and I wanted to say kudos to you on the bechamel. I saw that was on the tip of Vinny's tongue. He was about to say, I detect bechamel.
It's so funny. I did detect a little whatever that word is, and I found it delicious. Is it tasty? I don't know.
I'm surprised that we don't have a column for bechamel in our scoring sheet here.
What the hell is bechamel? It's a
form of kickboxing from Brazil. It's Brazilian
like
kickboxing.
Oh, here come more mac and cheeses. Here come some more mac and cheeses.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
All right, done, Patrick.
Thank you very much. All right, good luck. It's a tough job, but somebody's got
to
do it.
Someone does have to do it. Don't let anybody in yet. We have to talk about you.
When my kids ask me what I do...
Huh?
I'm eating mac and cheese on the radio. I have to tell them that as part of my career.
I have to tell you, the presentation, I mean.
Great.
No.
Oh, you didn't like the presentation?
That?
It's in a bowl.
Not just that. It's a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks to me like it's. Was in the refrigerator for a couple of days. That's my problem. It doesn't look appealing, especially if you compare it to Eric Scott's,
which looks fresh.
Delicious. Yeah.
Looks like he just actually made the cheese.
Yeah. I do feel like Eric's looked fresher. However, You know, it seems the brie does. If you've ever had brie, you know, Jay, you host wine and cheese parties all the time.
That's all right, yeah.
If you had brie, I mean, the brie does harden up a little bit. And with the limited equipment you have here, yeah, I kind of give him a little bit of a pass. I kind of get what he was doing.
Don't you have to play by, you know, the rules as they're established, where you look around and go, I know I'm not going to have something to heat it up with, so I got to build around
that? That's like saying, you know, snow get dirty after a while. Okay, well, then don't do that. Yeah. You can't do what impacts on the presentation. Why is she in our booth when we're talking?
Yeah. Hello? Hi,
come in.
Jennercillo right. Showing Jenner shoulder Cillo.
She's
showing.
Can't afford a full shirt.
Showing some shoulder as a way to influence the judges with her carnal energy.
All right, okay, take a look here.
I'll take a fork.
We need forks.
We're out of order here on the judging list. It's going to throw us off.
Now let me try to sound like I know what I'm doing here. I believe this is a what they say elbow macaroni.
It is the elbow macaroni.
Switching it up.
Okay, this has 5 cheeses in it. Well, first of all, it's a lot of butter.
Okay.
A lot of butter, a lot of cheeses. There's Parmesan cheese. There is cream cheese. There is mozzarella cheese. There is cheddar cheese. There is feta cheese. The topping is crunchy cheddar cheese gourmet breadsticks that are crushed and soaked in butter, baked till a golden brown. There is milk in there. There is salt and pepper. It's your comfort food.
It's so warm.
Yeah, I'd say I can taste all of that stuff. Okay. And I must say, I can't say it in front of her, right?
Well, no, you got to. If it's a good thing, you can say it in front of her. If it's a bad thing,
I can say this. I can say that this is a very tasty mac and cheese.
Thank you.
And I can taste the butter.
Yeah.
And elbow mac and cheese is the standard,
the
right?
That
is the old.
That is the standard.
That's where it started.
Yes.
With someone had a box of macaroni, elbow macaroni, and they had some cheese, and they said, "Hey, I got an idea for dinner." And that's traditional. Right.
Yeah. Said I looked Thank at you. Their kids and said, "I'm not a big fan of any of you. I'm not going to put too much work into this. I'm just going to melt this cheese, throw it on the macaroni, and you leave me alone." I feel like I'm revealing a lot about my home life.
I think there's another big try of, oh my God, I can't eat any macaroni.
It's filling.
Yeah.
It's very filling. That's why you're only supposed to take really little bites, but I wanted to make it pretty in the little pretty bowl.
It is very pretty. Thank
you for the amazing presentation. I like blue. That's good.
Me. Which I think
kind of matches your shirt.
And I think it kind of lines up with a lot of people's thoughts about me on the old Twitter there. So I think it worked out.
Well, enjoy, guys.
Thank you
very much. Very well done, Priscilla. This is phenomenal.
Very well done.
We're down to 2 last mac and cheeses.
There we are. Down 2.
Enjoy.
Now remember, Eddie Donnelly.
Can I ask you guys a question?
What?
Just for my own edification. I'm going to turn my page upside down. Do you have a leader yet? I'm just curious.
I do.
No, I'm kind of all bunched up in the middle.
I have two leaders right now.
I have a clear leader.
I'm sure that's Eric for you.
Yeah. I mean, way to hide it.
Well, I have to tell you, why don't you
just make out with him already? Why not just make
Eric
it official?
No, Eric doesn't even like me.
I know.
This is what's so difficult.
I think that you like bad boys.
This is the thing. Again, he's blowing it away on presentation.
Yeah,
the presentation. He's blowing it away on presentation.
He's only 10.
And a mac and cheese should be moist. Now, Jen was very good.
No, how'd he get it like that? It's amazing.
Right. See, here's the thing. It's got to be moist. Not running.
You know what I think it is? I think he just made it and then he stared at it angrily and it moistened up out of fear.
Oh. I don't know. What
I think that's what happened.
Oh, wow. Here we go. All right, here we go.
You know what, Bob?
Oh, my God.
Not enough mac and cheese. I need, how can I possibly get a sense?
You're going to want more.
Holy mackerel.
This is called triple D mac and cheese. And I'll give you a little bit of
talking to the microphone.
Yeah, Bob, let's get into the mic there.
Yeah, Bob. And before I begin, I want you to let you know, for your safety, I washed my hands several times during the prep of this. I was very, very careful of this. And I washed my hands just before I brought it in here. So I don't know if my competition have done that, but...
That's a brilliant line right there.
So what you're saying
is safe.
If any of us walk away with Hep C, not you.
Not me,
Bob Williams.
Not me.
This is why Bob Williams, if this whole radio thing doesn't work out, you'd make an excellent political consultant. You've planted the seed about your opposition without, you know, plausible deniability. Am I right?
Yeah.
Do you want to eat crooked Jennercillo's mac and cheese or do you want to eat my Bob Williams mac and cheese?
And let's not even go about the illegal practices that Bourbon Boy did. I mean, I don't even want to get there. I'm not going to let him get me down because this is actually the recipe that inspired Macaroni and Cheese Day.
A lot of people don't know this. Bob Williams has 500,000 Russian bots currently tweeting about this mac and cheese we speak.
I need all the help I can get. This is a recipe that I got off of television, off the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives show.
Very nice.
My man, Guy Fieri. Notice I've got the Guy Fieri vest going today.
I noticed that.
For presentation purposes.
And I felt like I took a little trip to Flavortown while I was here. I feel like I was in Flavortown briefly while this was happening.
You're going to live in Flavortown once you taste all the different flavors in this.
Yeah.
This recipe is dense, decadent, and delicious.
Nice.
It's got over 8 different cheeses and over a dozen different ingredients, spices. And I think the blend is perfect. I think you're going to like the differentiation between the macaroni and the cheese, the separation, but they all combine together to give you a flavor that savors.
Bob, I'm going
to
say this. As a heterosexual male, I'm a big fan of as many D's as I can get. So I'm going to say triple D is A-OK by me.
Hey, Bob, you know, can I make an observation? I'm getting mustard.
There is mustard in there. It's Coleman's mustard is one of the flavors.
Anybody else get anything? Can I just interrupt?
Hey, Bill Spady.
I am back.
Our host.
I'm looking at Vinny's plate. Vinny took like half of the casserole dish. Was that yours, Bob?
Yeah, that was mine.
Right. Vinny, are you eating it?
I am eating. I'm eating.
All right, Bob, the competition
looks like
is stiff.
Yeah.
I have tried a couple of these. I'm not going to let you know which ones I liked until
you're not influencing. That's good.
I don't want to influence, but I did try.
Judge, you're not a judge.
I am not a judge. I am here. Honestly, this whole thing happened because I was hungry one day for mac and cheese, and I thought, let's do a day.
Are you, Bill, if we come close, if there's a tie, are you like the Supreme Court? Do you come in and just decide there's a tie? Okay, just
I'm
going
to defer to Jessica on that. Is that
Bill? What? I mean, it doesn't sound very fair, but I guess if we're at a tie,
see?
Bill? We need an extra vote. We don't have an even number of judges.
I don't want you to sway the judging, but just back me up on this. This recipe that I brought in here was the inspiration for the entire macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, he just claimed responsibility for all of us.
I'm going to give him credit. Okay. It is true. Bob brought in mac and cheese one day. It's an 8 cheese recipe. And we're like, Bob, that's incredible.
Right.
And then Patrick said, hey, why don't we do a day? And boom, here we are.
Right. So
I got to go back on the air.
That's how most major holidays start. Is with Bob Williams bringing in mac and cheese.
So, judges, I want to say you all look very handsome and lovely this morning.
Thank you.
Not to sway you at all, but I present for your consideration my triple D macaroni and cheese.
Thank you very much. I love it.
I got to tell you, Bob just blew away presentation with a compliment to the judges.
That works.
He could have thrown the mac and cheese at us at this point.
Yeah. Here, eat up, jerks.
Wait. We have to have a comment here.
We gotta,
the firemen are going to have to wait just a second. Can we?
Wait. Sorry, it's an emergency.
It's an emergency. Come on.
Okay. Hey, these are first responders. They got to get in here now.
Can I just say one thing? I mean, I'm starting to get full. It's times like this you wish the marijuana dispenser were legal and all over.
I agree 100%.
Because I'm starting to get full, let me tell you.
Along with the sorbet in my truck, I also have a Pink Floyd poster and a black light. So if you need me to get those up and running, I can do that.
Appreciate that, brother. You always had my back. You always did.
Oh, the firemen have done their homework on the, look at that.
What is this whole setup?
Just to give you folks at home an idea. Just to give you an idea of the intensity of Mac and Cheese Day, these are guys that run into burning buildings and they look nervous right now about Mac and Cheese Day. Those are the stakes of Mac and Cheese Day. Bill Spady, wearing a vest, everybody. I think that's important to know.
I am wearing a vest. Just keep my torso warm and comfortable and with free range of motion.
The vest guy.
Yeah, and just in case you fall into a river, you'll float.
I will
float. You'll be in good shape.
What is this, like 4 servings of mac and cheese I've got right here?
Now, this is going to be a contender. This looks like a contender.
Yum, and it's warm.
Are you guys going to play our emotions here? You should also say hey, I thought of this recipe while saving a baby out of a burning building. I was carrying and I was thinking, what would this baby enjoy?
You're not going to need any.
Oh, wow. These guys are contenders. Mm. This is a contender here. I mean, you got a little bread on the side.
Are these shrimp in here?
Crawfish mac and cheese.
What is the what's the thing in the thing here? What is this?
The thing in the thing?
Looks like a muffin, but it's not a muffin.
It's the same thing. I just made cupcakes.
So nice. Okay.
Cupcakes. Who else?
All right. We're good.
Those are homemade garlic Cajun croutons.
Nice. All right. Step up to the microphone and give us the rundown.
Go. Let's see. All right.
A lot of people don't know this. Garlic Cajun crouton, my nickname in high school.
Oh, man. See?
There you go. I got to tell you, somebody turned me on to that.
He's
I
so
knew
funny.
That coming in. So no. I didn't have cash.
You did
so
your research, and I love it.
Yeah. So what we have here is a crawfish mac and cheese with Monterey Jack jalapeno, Monterey Jack cheese, and cheddar with a Ritz cracker Cajun crust crumb on top. On the side, I have a homemade crouton. It's a garlic Cajun spice.
Are you supposed to eat it like a crostini?
Italian bread, just to go along with it.
Okay, no rules.
And then I made little mac and cheese cupcakes.
I have to tell you something.
Same thing.
I don't know.
For dessert.
I don't know if you're married, but I've got two daughters. And I'll tell you something. This is a very good effort here. A lot of effort went into this. You're married, right, obviously?
Yeah, I am.
And who does the cooking at the house?
Both of us.
Both of you. And where are you a fireman?
Who does the good cooking? That would be me.
Ooh. Attitude, negative. All right, so let me ask you, where are you a fireman?
I'm a fireman in Union Township, Union County.
Hey, thanks for the work you do. That's good, hard work you do.
Thank
and you.
You
also
you.
In Union?
I'm a firefighter in Union also.
In Union, right?
Yes.
Okay, so listen, first of all, well done. Presentation, very well done.
Thank you.
Now, how'd you get the crayfish in the mac and cheese?
How did I get in?
Yeah, in other words, what was the inspiration for the crayfish?
Well, Eddie brought up the mac and cheese contest, no meat, you know, because Friday.
Right.
He said
you could use lobster, crab. And I'm thinking in my head, everybody is going to use lobster or crab because everyone.
That's a standby.
I always feel that kind of, takes away from the lobster. So I love Cajun food. I love crayfish. Love crayfish. Love mac and cheese. Mix them together. It's got to be good.
So good.
It's
all
delicious.
You do is throw in a couple of lesbians, and this thing's phenomenal.
What are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Who doesn't love lesbians?
That's actually a very good point.
He's marrying everyone off on the podcast.
And these clams then.
And lesbians are Lent appropriate. So.
Oh, my God.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all right.
Thank God it's a podcast. Anyway, how long have you been a firefighter?
For 28 years.
Wow.
It's a lot of years.
And you?
18 years.
18 years. Great, great stuff. Thanks. I had a fire in my house one day, and I was young, and the firemen came in. I was blown away at what these guys do. It's insane.
What?
I mean, and I'll tell you something funny. I had no money in my life. I was very, very poor when it happened, and I had like $2,000 cash in a drawer upstairs. It was all the money I had in my world. And I ran back into the building to get the money, and they're in that room pulling flames down on them. And
wait, we need Chris.
The goes, what are you doing? I go, that's all the money I have. He goes, get the hell out of here.
We need Kristen to cut into this. Right. Are you tallying the results?
Thank you.
Okay.
Kristen's going to tally.
Thank you.
I think we learned a couple of lessons today. One,
can we get them out of here so we can talk about them a bit?
Yeah, just let them like pick
we
got to
get them out of here.
First.
We got to talk about the last two, which we didn't do. Okay, let's talk about.
Wait, give us all of Kristen.
Yeah,
she's on the other side.
We got to give her our sheets.
I still have to fill mine out.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Can we talk about Bob Williams first?
Are we doing this? Is this? Are we grading this one with lesbian or are we leaving that?
Well, I imagined lesbians during the entire feat of judging.
That changes the scoring.
I feel like I'm 100%
already
done.
Are we in agreement
done
on that? Because that does change the scoring.
It does. Yeah.
Significantly.
Can I say this? Only Eric and the firemen put any considerable work into the presentation.
That's not true.
I don't agree.
You sound so ungrateful.
Considerable work. I mean, listen, this guy made a cupcake. He made
you
a cupcake.
So ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful. I'm a judge. You're supposed to judge. You can't be a judge if you're not willing to say what's on your mind. Eric did a presentation. These guys did a presentation. I think Bob,
So I flipped those. So
these numbers are Alora and these numbers are Eric?
So the circled numbers are correct. So that's Alora's number, or that's Eric's number, and that's Alora's number. Yep, they're correct.
Okay, so this is Eric's and this is
Alora's. So everything is correct in the circled numbers, yes.
And with back to Bob Williams, while it had a good taste to it, it looks like... it may not be, but it looks like the fake cheese that Houlihan's throws on nachos.
Cheese Whiz.
Huh?
Cheese Whiz.
And by the way,
it does.
Vinny, Houlihan's is one of our major sponsors. You have to take that back. I'm so sorry.
Houlihan's doesn't have incredible everything else.
Make sure you visit
cheese
Houlihan's
sucks
this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. But I put Bob Williams squarely in the lead. The fireman squarely in the lead. I thought they were delicious. Bob Williams, for presentation, I agree with you. It looks like I would eat over a sink. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It has that eat over sink feeling.
Here's where the firemen lost me, just a little bit. And I had them in a very tight second. But for me, the between the Cajun and the
crawfish,
I felt like I wasn't eating mac and cheese. I felt like I was eating something jambalaya-ish.
Right.
And I said, like, okay, you tried to live. It was
it's
great.
Delicious.
But it wasn't mac and cheese. It crossed the line.
You know what? Maybe I agree with you. I think that makes a good philosophical point. But if you're going just by taste and flavor, I put them number one. Maybe not for mac and cheese, but for taste and flavor.
Well, I mean, if I brought a filet mignon in, you'd say, well, the filet mignon is the best mac and cheese we had.
You would win by a long shot.
If we're going strictly by mac and cheese and we're just being true to the contest, then to me, there are two clear winners. Okay. Eric Scott.
Right.
Which is a fancier mac and cheese. And then if you're going basic down home mac and cheese, I got to tell you, Jen Ursullo had a very, very solid mac and cheese.
Comfort
because,
food.
Because to me, it was much more of the cheesy mac and cheese noodles. It was light. It didn't kill me with butter like the first one did.
Right.
Even though she said there was a lot, I didn't really taste. I didn't get overwhelmed by it. So to me, Ursullo for a basic mac and cheese, Scott for a fancier mac and cheese.
Got it.
Now, I liked Bob Williams. The mustard threw me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I like the firefighters, but the crawfish threw me off a little
yep.
bit.
Yep.
Okay? I enjoy the crawfish, but
then,
you're right.
And then,
I'm probably.
And then the first one was just a little too much butter, a little too much grease, a little
yep.
too heavy.
Right.
I'm going to say, awesome. I did not have Jen in as a close second, but I do agree with you. A mac and cheese is supposed to be a little bit lighter, right? And I want to taste cheese
yeah.
and macaroni.
Right.
Now, I like Eric's because it was a unique cheese.
Right.
And I really thought his texture was, texture wise, I thought he had the best job too.
Yeah, I think the Bob's, it was too much cheese. It was like, if I felt slapped in the face.
It looked like cheese threw up on cheese.
Yeah.
That's right. And
right?
then cheese came over to comfort the cheese that threw up. Yeah, yeah there's a lot of cheese.
God, that sounds like my college days.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you've lived a better life than me. That's for sure.
And now, Adam. Because they all tried so hard, let's say nice things about all of them. Let's face facts. All of them did their best to clog our veins with cholesterol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vinny, I if my son ever gets into the sports, I want you to give the speech at the awards ceremony where you get up and go, let's give a hand to all the fat kids who didn't do a great job. Let's give a hand to all the effeminate kids.
Listen, I think judging should be done honestly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that means you have to say the negative side, because the positive side, they're all good mac and cheese. If anyone puts it in mm-hmm. front of me, on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm happy, right?
Right.
But we have to judge. Our job is to judge.
Well,
and
in
judges,
your business, you judge, right? I mean, you probably have comics that say, hey, am I ready for the stage at the Stress Factory? And,
give
it a couple of years,
no.
right? Give it a couple of years.
Has Vinny Brand said, Jay, give it a couple more years, and I'm waiting to get in there. One day, if I'm lucky, Vinny will let me in to
That's
perform.
Such a lie.
No, but I mean, but it's,
I told them flat out, no way!
But I mean, sometimes it's one of those things you have to do. I mean, I think to be honest, first of all, I don't think that anybody here disliked any of the dishes. This
right.
is really a discussion of which ones did we like or love the most.
Yep.
I mean, because right. I wouldn't turn down. Listen, I may not be the best example here because I'm not completely picky, but I wouldn't turn down any of these dishes. I mean, right. they were all phenomenal on
yeah.
some level.
Yeah, I agree 100%. They were all delicious, and it's which one was the most deliciousest is what we were looking for. So, hey, Jessica, just for a point of order, we stop here, I guess, right? And then we come back with the winner instead of leaving it running so we can get two for the price of one podcast-wise.
Oh, all right. So this is the next episode?
This is the behind the scenes.
What I wanted to work out in the beginning of this that we never talked about is this going to drop like a special podcast, or is this going to be out on Wednesday?
Bill, who is the poobah of the podcast, wants this to run next Wednesday. So this coming Wednesday.
Nice. Okay.
So this will be our podcast behind the scenes. And then, I guess we can announce the winner, in the next episode. And maybe that could be a special podcast.
No,
maybe.
No announcement on the radio today?
Excellent.
Oh, no, there will be an announcement on the radio, but on
we
this
get
podcast.
Their feedback.
Will there be an announcement?
So if you're listening now,
yeah.
The winner has already been announced.
Yeah, yes. And I think it would probably be in the write-up for this. You'll be able to go, like, we know who the winner is. And I don't know. Bill has not really worked this out beyond, his
we
vest.
We have the podcast exclusive interview with the winner of Mac and Cheese Day.
Okay, so that'll be the next episode. Will be the podcast exclusive
one
interview.
One last point of order then, because we're going to have the winner. It will Vinny at this point also have announced Jess's cell phone number? Is that part of
it's funny you say that because I had a request for an address, but I have seen no evidence. I think she threw the old head fake, right? You know, I'll stop them with this text.
You know what you could start doing? You could start releasing one number at a time.
I did that.
Okay, you did.
I did that.
Okay.
I am a bit nervous that he's trying to marry me off here too.
She gave me a save the date. She didn't give me a save the date. She gave me a potential. There might be a save the date. Give me your address.
Right.
And I stopped giving the number out. And here's the funny part. When I get the invitation, I may not even go to this wedding. Okay.
That's it, Ron. Oh, sorry. I'm busy that day.
This may not be on my social calendar. All right. I just turned down Meghan Markle. Why would I not turn down?
I got an invite to the wedding. I'm going to be getting an invite to the wedding. And I have determined that if there is a table that you and I are both sitting at, that's the table of people she felt obligated to invite that didn't really want there.
Absolutely.
It's going to be
just you and me at a little kid's table together.
If you're sitting with the guy who's been giving my phone number away.
The first thing, Jay, why are we in the kitchen?
Yeah, this is weird that we're both here. They asked us to go through a special door so no one could see us walk in. That feels weird to me.
How many people are going to the wedding?
200.
300?
Two hundred.
We're in the top 200 people in Jessica's life. I don't know that I am. Think about that.
I don't know that I am.
Throw it away when you got it? You were like, what is this trash? And you threw it away.
I could see you throwing away mail from people you don't recognize. I could see that being part of your day. Like, get out of here.
No, here's what I really do. I get an envelope. Right. It's from whomever.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I go, you know what? I'm not even reading this. And I shred that.
Right.
Now, I did not see an envelope from Jessica.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? How would you know that it was from Jessica? They might have just had your name on it and no return address. So
you gotta figure out on the air. The wedding invitations, as I recall from my several weddings, have calligraphy. They're fancy. Right.
But these are save the dates. Yeah. These are not actual. I mean, this is like a promise ring for a wedding. You know, like you're going to show up at some point.
Did you get a save the date?
I did. Vinny's out. Vinny just stormed out in anger.
After all that mac and cheese, he should be emotionally fulfilled, and he is not.
I think he's bowel fulfilled, and he's going to go empty those bowels.
Get his water.
It might be the tears of the child syndrome.
That's right.
It's storming. Well, I mean, Jay was referring to the tears of children earlier in the podcast. Well,
no, actually, the tears of a divorced mother crying into mac and cheese. Right, look at Vinny screaming. Vinny's screaming to Jill Myra.
Oh, and
Jill
Myra is hitting them. Middle finger.
And now they're making out. They're making out. They're kissing deeply. This is gross and entrancing all at the same time.
Okay.
All right. So we will come
back
for the interview with the winner. This will either be a two-part podcast or maybe we'll attach this to the... I don't know how it's going to work. We'll talk to Bill. But either way, we're signing off.
All right. Thanks.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
All right, I have in my hands some results, ladies and gentlemen. So first, let me bring our judges up. Vinny Brand, Adam Geller, Jay Black, and Jessica Nutt. Grab that mic right here, guys.
Get like the Beatles, and I'll just go around.
Just give me a quick rundown. Vinny, what do you think? How did the judging go?
The judging was fair. I think some of the
were
judges...
Were you fair? I think that's the question.
I was incredibly fair. I think Some of the judges were afraid to say... things that you have to listen when
you're
judging,
pointing at Jessica.
Vinny is saying Jessica, that he was brutally honest and didn't hold anything back.
I'm gonna say the scoring was relatively close,
right?
Really was, really? It was close. Yeah, I know. I was some judges were tougher than others.
Yeah,
just
well,
I'm just throwing that out there, all right?
You're throwing it out there. Right, I can see what you're saying.
Adam, what do you think?
Well, I thought the judging. It's funny afterwards when we were talking. I think that there was a lot of agreement.
Yeah.
On a lot of the sort of big picture stuff, I think the judging went very, very well. I think Vinny is a guy who is used to judging people. He sits in judgment. He casts judgment all the time. Jay was bringing down the room just a little, not that much, not as much as
Jay.
Normal.
Were you a little down today? Is that it?
Or are you just having
carb overload?
Just in general, I bring down any event.
I'll
say that Vinny was very Simon Cowell esque. Simon Cowell.
I believe that. Wow. Jessica, did the gentlemen all behave?
Other than the fact that the podcast, of course, turned into Jay's therapy session.
Did it again?
Yeah.
What was wrong?
I just said that if you want to make this like my mom used to make, you should cry into it about dad leaving. If you're
going
to do it the correct way.
There's always a sad story around Mac and Cheese Day. It happens every year.
I'm always very happy at Mac and Cheese Day.
You're happy.
I love mac and cheese. A day to be off my diet. I'm very disappointed no one made a kale mac and cheese.
I just want to say one other thing. Just in terms of behavior, Jessica, very, very kind to say everybody did behave. For the most part, they did. The conversation did veer a little bit into alternative lifestyles. Jessica was able to steer it back with relative
ease. Jessica, for being the mature one in the room.
But it was part of the, I'm not going to lie, it was definitely a part of the conversation.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Now, we had 6 entrants into Mac and Cheese Day 2018. I'm going to go 3rd place, 2nd place, 1st place. Are we ready, Bob, on the drum roll? Let's do a drum roll for 3rd place. Our 3rd place winner with a score of 97.5, Jen Ursillo. Congratulations, Jen. Congratulations. Now, Jen, I know, is going to be upset because she wanted to score extra points for the presentation outside, and she thinks I was a little unclear on the rules, so we're going to put a little asterisk there. Objection noted. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Our 2nd place winner. 2nd place winner with a score of 104.5 points, Eric Scott. Eric with the bourbon mac and cheese. Eric had a feeling, a little disappointed not getting number one, I know.
No, I blame Amanda in last round.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that I disagree with the judging. I'm just saying there's probably not a God. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
Eric is we have a 2nd place asterisk because he's going to blame you, Vinny. There is no doubt about that. All right, are we ready? Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
I just need to say, Vinny was the strongest proponent of Eric Scott in the room. So I think the two of them, animosity aside, there's a little smoldering love affair.
Is that it? There's a little bromance going on? Is that it? Protest too much?
I'm disappointed in Adam.
All right, this is...
Oh, I was a proponent. Trust me.
All right.
I'm curious to see who the winner is because I'm a little surprised.
I'm a little surprised.
Right? You guys are.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. And by the way,
I won't guess. Vinny, it's like giving the punchline away before I tell the joke. What the heck, Vinny? You're a professional at this. All right. Are we ready? The winner of the 1st annual Mac and Cheese Day here at New Jersey 101.5 with a combined score of 114 points. Eddie Donnelly and the firefighters, Chief Steve. Eddie, come on in. Eddie and Steve, big deal. Big deal. So, Vinny, you're not surprised, right? You're not surprised?
Okay, I'm not. It was a very good mac and cheese. All right, it was very good. I think that Jay
is afraid that one day his house is going to burn down. Eddie's going to call and say, don't put that thing out. Let it burn, baby.
All right, Eddie, how do you feel?
I feel awesome, Bill.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, this is great.
And, this is a special day for you. Dad called.
My father called me, and this is good stuff. Good stuff. Jay, we would never do that to you, bro. But thanks for voting for us.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, no, I just want to say that I loved your mac and cheese. We had some debate over whether it was mac and cheese. Because it was more seafood than mac and cheese. Yeah. But I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. You did a great job.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right. And there's no fixing on these votes. I mean, I'm just happy with that.
You know, what do you think? I beat Jen again, which was
that was really your goal. That was your only goal.
Sorry, and Bob Jen. Didn't place, so that was a good thing. And
Bob.
And I even said, what did I tell you? I thought the best one was.
You did?
Yeah.
You called it. Yeah, Eddie, you
I thought that was the best.
You were a favorite among the various chefs. Nice. Yeah.
You know, one of the things we agreed on, and this is no BS, this is true. All of the macaroni and cheeses were great. I mean this is which one was the best out of all of them that were phenomenal. There was no dish that people just really didn't like or didn't care for or anything like that. So just kudos to everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to thank you. Hey, Laura, I did not finish this whole crock because you gave me a whole serving. So it's like I've got an entire meal over here. But hey, Laura, yours was delicious, very buttery. So I think everyone had something. No two were that similar. But Eddie, congratulations. Steve, congratulations. Thank you. Guys feel good? Oh, is this how firefighters are eating every night?
Not every night. But we kicked it up a notch last night.
Yeah, you did.
We made this at the firehouse. Listen, I want to say my captain been cooking for me for 18 years since I've been in the firehouse, Steve Spur. He was really the brains behind
this
and put
it
all together.
For your next recipe, the official trophy
I love it.
Of Mac and Cheese Day 2018, a box of macaroni that we picked up for 79 cents.
Awesome. Nice.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you. We'll put that on our show.
All right, that's it. Okay.